For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does this last week of play change the goals for the final 7 weeks of the season at all?
No, it doesn't at all. Like, we're still focused on one thing, and that's winning as many games as we can, making every effort to make every game count between now and the end of September. Still believe it's possible we can push ourselves into October. We understand where we are in the standings. I believe this team is capable of going on a really good run still ahead of us.
So that's Ben Cherington yesterday on his radio show right here on 93.7 The Fan with Joe Block. Goals haven't changed. They are five games out of a playoff spot, which I guess means that technically, you know, they are kind of in it, at least on the periphery of it. But I just did some fast math, Dorn, and it's far too early for this, but I double-checked, crossed some T's, dotted some I's. There's 45 games left. Pirates are five games under 500. If the Pirates wanted to get to 84 wins, which is what got each of the last two seasons, the final wild card team in, they would have to go 28-17 down the stretch just to get to 84 wins.
Yeah.
And I don't think 84 wins is going to do it this year. Maybe it does. Either way, 28-17 the rest of the way, when they've played the way that they have just recently, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be an 11 games over 500 baseball team the rest of the way.
No chance.
There's just no chance that's going to happen. And the crime is they've lost so many one-score games lately that even if they don't flip the result on all of them, even if you flip the result on like three or four of them, you're like two games out of a playoff spot. And then you don't need to go 28-17 down the stretch. You got to go like 25-20, which seems a lot more doable.
Absolutely.
Or 23-22, like if you had won the majority of those games, but they haven't, and so here they are. And, hey, Ben Cherington said the right thing. That's what you got to say. But I do think that the way that this team is managed and the way that this roster is managed, if they continue playing this poorly for like another week, is totally going to change. And I don't think it means they're going to shut down Paul Skeens, because I just don't think you can do that, because next year you want him pitching 190, 200 innings, and you need to build him to that. So I don't think he'll get shut down. But I do think there are other guys that you would give a chance to. Like, I don't ever need to see Jiwon Bae again.
Mm-hmm.
Just play Brian De La Cruz every day in the outfield and see what you have in that guy. And there are some other things, too. Like Nick York, who they acquired in the Quinn Priester trades, hitting 368 in AAA. Henry Davis is crushing the ball. We don't ever need to see Yasmani Grandal again,
right,
if you're out of this thing, right? And you probably don't need to anyhow. The other guy that they acquired at the deadline, Billy Cook, hitting 360 with an OPS over 1,100 at AAA. I'd like to see those three dudes if you're out of it. I wouldn't do it yet. I might have Henry Davis up. But I would absolutely get a good, long, hard look at those guys if you wind up going like 8, 9, 10 games under, or you're 8 or 9 games back in the wild card race.
What about Jared Jones?
I'd bring him back too, because I need to build him up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think you might even find I wonder how you feel on this. I think you might have Pirates fans that are a little split. Like, hey, if you're not winning anything, you don't want Jones to get hurt. If you're not winning anything, you don't want Skeens to get hurt. But you still then, and I can't believe we're talking about this now, you still need to earmark next year as a year where you can legitimately contend. And because of that, I think you need to get their innings count not to a dangerous place, but to a place where next year you can get them to a quote-unquote dangerous place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I just don't know about doing it now. Like, what would that serve? Because you're going to take that time off, like, after the season. Like, if you build them up now, then you're just going to revert back. It's not like it's just, like, a continuous gradual build.
The way that they, at least it's been explained by, like, Zane Grilli, right, is industry-wide, you're looking at, like, a 15, 20, maybe 25% innings growth year over year.
Right.
And so I want to grow off of more innings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I understand it. I understand why if they totally fall out of it, and let's face it, they're not in it anymore. But if they totally fall out of it, Pirates fans, just shut them down. Shut them down. Protect them. A, we don't know that that actually works. And B, if you want to grow the innings off of this year for next year, well, then you got to get them as many innings as you can safely this season.
Why do you think Skeens' velocity has gone down?
I think he's tired.
You think he's tired?
I don't think he's used to it. I don't think it's on purpose.
Right.
I don't think that's a good question. Like, I don't think they're doing the, hey, let's throw more two-seamers thing. Like, I don't think they're telling him take a little off. He's throwing 98, 99. He used to be throwing 100, 101. I think this is the most he's ever going to be pitching on a schedule that he's not used to, with innings that have to feel different because it's Major League Baseball. And I think that, you know, there's not wear and tear.
Just fatigue.
Uh-huh. It's just the wear. But that is an astute observation by you that I hadn't thought about, and I think that that is happening, absolutely.
I mean, I'm probably wrong, but I don't even know if he hit over 100 on Saturday.
No. I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
I don't know that he hit 100.
I don't think he hit 100.
Yeah. I think he was sitting mostly 98, and we did see a couple of 99s.
And that's where I was, like, wrestling with myself. Like, is this, you know, scripted to do this, or is it fatigue? Because if it's fatigue, then I would shut him down.
I think you need to be very careful, but also have him pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you just do the math and you think every 6 days, and then you start thinking about off days, not that there's a ton of those sprinkled in, I think you go 6 days, you get creative, you might skip a start now and then, and you get the innings up, but you don't tax him. And I think that you think about maybe going five innings a start, mm-hmm, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cap him at five innings, and it's not popular, and do the Jared Jones thing where you pulled him against the Mets at 50, whatever it was, 58 pitches, 59 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do stuff like that. And so you still throw him out there, but you really protect him as much as possible. But I do think there's something to that fatigue. I absolutely think that there is. And I'd be interested to see what Jared Jones looks like when he comes back, because he shouldn't be fatigued, and he should be throwing real hard.
Yeah.
So we'll see there. But I can't believe this is where we are, where a week-ish ago, we're talking about games that pulled your heart out because they were in the middle of the playoff race.
And we knew the schedule was going to be tough, but you got to find ways. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, you know, every sport is tough at this level. Like, whatever.
I know, man. And it's not like they weren't right there. It's not like they weren't right there. They had a chance to sweep the Astros, should have swept the Astros, threw that game away. I mean, we don't have to go chapter and verse into all the games that they were right there and lost. Last night, you just lump on top of it, right? And last night would have been so crushing if you felt like you were in it, but, like, I almost felt a level of apathy watching that
right
thing. Like, okay, they're in extras. Oh, they only got one run. They're probably done.
Probably done.
They're probably
done. That's exactly how I was feeling.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, you just didn't think that they were going to be able to pull it out. And what it feels like to me, and I know that they've won series against good teams, including Philadelphia to start this second half, and the Brewers before the end of the first half. But it feels to me like a college football team that crushes the non-conference schedule, then plays like the two worst teams in the conference, and they're 5-0, and everyone's like, hey, look at this. And then, uh-oh, here comes Bama, here comes Georgia. Oh, Mizzou's having a good year. You got to take them on the road. And then all of a sudden, you're 5-3. And you go, oh, geez, what the hell happened? The wheels fell off. Well, this is as tough a schedule as you're really going to see in Major League Baseball. And we talked about it. this was going to decide the season, and it has, just probably not in the way that we thought that it would. Because there's no reprieve. There's no day off. That Arizona team's hot as hell.
Yep.
And they are good.
Yes.
And the Dodgers, obviously, are good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.